Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
It's for Luka Doncic in his return to Dallas. 105-93.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I don't know how I did it because when I was watching that video, I was like, there's no way I'm playing this game. But, you know, all my teammates had my back. They were really supporting me, so I really appreciate that.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Only in the McDonald's app. Be sure to download the McDonald's app now.
Yes!
Matisse Thybulle!
That rim has a family. God, man.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Happy Thursday, everybody.
What is happening?
It was a little chaotic starting a show at 6:01 with a bunch of things happening here behind the scenes.
Bunch of stuff going on, trying to see what's going to work, what's not going to work today, trying to get my platters ready to go. It's a lot happening right now.
Yeah, you brought in your Masters smorgasbord. We got the Masters on the TV, but your computer's not working, and
headphones
are all tangled, and Swag's struggling with YouTube.
So YouTube is up. You guys are on it.
Well,
but
it says
prime time for some reason, even though I've typed in Dirt and Sprague in today's date four different times and started and restarted it.
That probably happens twice a week. not blaming you. I'm just saying
that's probably about twice a week.
It is you two up there in the cameras talking.
There you go.
All right.
We're going to get credit for those eyeballs. That's going to go in our category.
Do we get credit?
I don't know. I don't know how
how that works.
I don't either.
I'm not sure. Nobody tells us.
Nobody's really explained that to us.
No.
The credit business.
We enjoy. Hopefully my computer works because I'd love to fire off drops throughout the course of the show. It's a good way to interact with listeners. So we're efforting. We'll see if we can get it up and running.
I had somebody once say like, hey, I know you guys work in a ratings-based business, but like, how do you get credit?
How do you gauge that?
And I said, if I get a contract, I figure that's my credit.
We're still employed, you know, we're still here, so I assume some people are listening. That's all I need to know.
And when they don't want me to do this anymore, I would assume, well, the credit's run out.
They're going to tell me to stop showing up. My key fob's not going to work, and I'll figure out, hey, maybe nobody's listening to the show anymore.
That's got to be the coldest way to find out.
The key fob not
the key
working?
Fob.
The key fob's the worst way to get fired.
Excuse me?
Without a doubt, the worst way to show up and be
text,
like, scan,
no email.
Why won't it let me in the door? You're not allowed in here anymore.
Or somebody stole your stapler, one of the two.
That's all you got.
Fixing
right
the glitch is also an underrated, awful way to find out, hey, my paycheck hasn't arrived in 4 weeks.
It's been a month and a half since I got paid, man. I should probably ask somebody about that. Yeah. I think we're up in... All right, we're back. We're
there
up and running. We're back. I just had to restart. Unplug it, blow on the cartridge, and plug it back in.
The funny thing is, when Dirt's getting mad, you can kind of like feel the buildup. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I'm going to break something.
A little flustered.
The temperature rises.
I'm going to break something here.
You can actually see steam coming out his ears.
He's underrated angry, this Dirt.
I'm trying to get a computer to turn on, and it just says, welcome in. I logged in. My credentials are typed in, and it's just giving me the spinning wheel saying, welcome in, Andy Johnson. Welcome in. Just for like 5 straight minutes. And then I try and shut it off. And it doesn't. And then it says shutting off for 5 straight minutes, and it won't shut off. So we had to go with the old hold down and replug back in. I think we're okay.
It's going to be a busy show today. There is a lot to discuss. We've got a magic hat.
Yes,
I'm very excited. You guys are not in on the magic hat.
I love the magic hat.
Well, I'm pro magic hat. Why didn't you do it when I was out?
But it's your baby.
No, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel the same without you.
It's Alan and Braden. No, all right.
Alan's name's not on that segment yet. That's a Braden segment.
It doesn't say the magic hat presented by Braden.
I think it does. Brought to you by the Sprague family. They're the presenting sponsor of the magic hat.
The magic hat was created for the show.
It is.
No, but I'll be honest with you.
You touched a longtime listener.
What?
Former employee
with
the listener, magic hat.
Dude. Touched a listener?
You inspired.
I didn't expect that.
What the hell's the matter with you, dude?
You inspired.
Stop touching people, man.
One of our former cohorts.
You touched a listener.
Yeah.
Of all the ways you could have phrased it.
Thinking the scene in School of Rock where they find out he's not an actual teacher, and he said, you know, I've touched your kids, and your kids have touched me.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me?
You don't watch the Gemstones?
No, I have not dove into the Gemstones yet.
There's a scene where the boyfriend, I don't know if it's actually ever been made official, but the boyfriend of one of the sons.
I've seen parts of the first season. I know one of them is a closeted gay.
It's a really weird thing. Like, they know, but they don't know, but they're acknowledging. Anyways, he has his friend run the ministry, the youth camp group. Because he's moving on to bigger and better things.
He's got to go take care of the big service.
And there's a scene that's so awkward in an ice cream shop where he's just like, I just want to be alone with children. It's just like,
that's not what you want to say.
And
right
basically,
there.
He has to fire him because now the parents are upset by the phrasing.
You can't say that. You can't say that to a bunch of parents.
You've touched a listener.
What?
No, I didn't. I promise.
That's what we promise you on this show. If you listen long enough and you enjoy this show and you hang around us, Sprague will eventually touch you.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. If you just got to give it time. Give it time. Hang around. Eventually, you'll be touched by a Sprague.
I touched him with my magic hat.
You did. Your magic hat touched you.
Hand from South Park.
I'm a big fan of the magic hat. I'm very excited to see what's in the magic hat today. We have a new treat for an open from the magic hat.
We have leftovers from last week's magic hat.
We have leftovers.
Oh, do we still have leftovers?
My biggest problem is I just am a forgetful person, and so it takes me a while to for something to sink in. And so you would start. I think we had only done one magic hat, maybe two.
I think we had done two,
and then you were on vacation, and it hasn't quite sunk in yet.
How
the magic hat is a staple.
Yeah, remember how long it took him to get Ken Barkley in the Thursday tease every week?
I forgot Ken Barkley every Wednesday night I'd send out my tweet, and I love Ken Barkley. I just would forget that we would have him.
It'd be basically. He didn't remember Ken Barkley on Thursday until like the last Thursday we had Ken Barkley.
That's right. Then I finally got the tease right. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Ken's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Well, okay. Then what is it that makes show segments resonate with you?
Once it's been a couple of months, it should sink in for me that'll be a Thursday thing. So if you're out again on a Thursday, I'll remember to do the magic hat.
So if I'm out in like a July,
I think the magic hat will stick at that point.
Okay,
I think I'll remember it by then.
Okay,
but 2 weeks in, that's too quick to make me remember that.
All right. Well, this is week what, four?
This is now week four, I believe.
Four or five.
Because we did two weeks, then you missed a week. We missed the magic hat. Then you came back last week. We did the magic hat.
Okay.
So I think we're on week four of magic hatting.
So the magic hat has been whatever lid's been on my head. Do we need to seek out an actual
magic hat?
Like a magician's hat. That'd actually be really good.
Get a top hat. You got to be able to find one of those at Goodwill, I think.
Or something significant, something, you know, Do we need like a Masters hat? Do we need like, I don't know.
For the week that we're in the Magic
you
hat?
Know, maybe you could find New Year's stuff because New Year's always has right. a top hat.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason.
Well, I know somebody that is in the theater game. I can.
Oh, yeah. You yeah.
See, there's something in the costume department yeah. sitting around.
There's got to be, yeah, something.
We can find something.
There's got to be something special to make it more of a Magic hat.
Why is there a top hat and a New Year's package of stuff?
I don't know. That? I've never quite understood that.
Is that just from an old time and we're continuing yeah. it on?
Well, so. You used to have the top hat so. When you would dress in a full
well,
tuxedo
when did
with
we
tails.
Stop wearing top hats as a society? What year was
somewhere,
that?
Somewhere
in the 1940s.
I want to say, yeah. yeah. Somewhere
well,
in the baby.
Well, this isn't fun anymore, see?
Somewhere in
the
baby boomer.
The roaring 20s are over, sir.
Somewhere in the baby boomer era.
We're not going to dress like that anymore. We look like a
I
bunch
think
of idiots.
After World War II.
Yeah, we used to wear suits and ties everywhere. That was the only outfits
men,
that we
yeah,
had.
Yeah, men needed to wear a hat pretty much
well,
if you went out.
You know, the other thing is, like, fashion tends to be a cycle. So it's like baggy clothes are in,
oh,
now
yeah.
baggy clothes are out. Now baggy clothes are back, actually.
They're kind of in, yeah. When I see the Youngs walking yeah. around neighborhoods, I see more
Mom
baggy clothes.
Jeans are coming back.
Yep. Skinny jeans are, you know, here and then they're gone and then they're here again and then ripped jeans are gone and then they're here.
The one I haven't ever seen come back is the acid wash. That's the one that died.
Acid wash just died and never came
there's
back.
There's people that like acid wash.
Oh, yeah?
It's not as popular.
I that's the one I have not seen return.
The fanny pack has made a return.
Fanny pack has returned, yes.
Fanny pack is back in the American
new
society.
New and improved.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in the fanny pack.
Normally a shoulder fanny pack, more
like
so
those.
Than a waist
yep.
fanny pack. More
yeah,
people like
more
to
like
wear
a,
them around
it's
the
more
top.
Like a sash.
I kinda. Do a dual one. I have a Nike one.
Yeah.
And it, you,
Papa Swag has a fanny pack that kind of goes over one shoulder and stuff.
See, like, it's a pretty thin line between a fanny pack, though, and a satchel if you're doing that.
It is. Yeah. Immerse. It's very,
very
close.
Quick to go to satchel.
Very, very quick.
But I do my fanny pack around my waist for running.
I think the size and the length of it's a big determining yeah. factor there.
And then I'll loosen it, and then I'll put it around the
yeah.
chest.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
If it's long and skinny.
Fanny. It goes in the fanny.
Yeah.
Also, I don't put my fanny pack
more
on immerse. My fanny. I put it in the front.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way you would wear a fanny pack.
So it'd be a weenie pack.
You want easy access to your fanny pack.
It's so deep. It's so long.
It's when really it's tucked not, in, though. When you tuck that's it in the back, I just don't. Then you get then you're reaching behind. Then you got swiveled around in order to get stuff out of your fanny pack. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If I'm wearing a fanny pack, I want easy access. I want hands in the front.
Well, I think you put it back there while you're moving, and then when you stop and you need
then
something,
you slide
you
it around.
Swivel
see, that's
it to
annoying.
The front.
I don't
like doing the swivel. I want it right there in front of my weenie.
Do you guys ever wonder if we're going to get back to wearing suits at sporting events the way they did at baseball games?
That'll never happen.
No.
That's one thing that I don't think will ever
that
come
back.
That
won't ever happen.
Never in our lifetime will we see that.
I just don't understand how those people were comfortable.
Like, they're never getting coaches.
Oh, they weren't.
You're
they
never getting
right?
coaches,
no way.
College coaches back into suits.
Well, like, some coaches still, Mick Cronin's still the
well,
suit
well, that's,
guy.
But that's part of their shtick, or, you know, you're Rick Pitino and you probably have a wardrobe deal, but the rest of them, no.
I gotta be honest.
Never going back.
Sports fans wise, I don't understand the sports fan that has this weird fascination with making coaches wear suits again.
You don't quite get that.
Why
although it is
care?
A hot in hockey, they're sticking with the tradition.
In hockey, they still wear suits.
There's a weird, odd formality about hockey, even
yeah.
though it's maybe a gladiatorial sport, that it is, it's like equivalent to the opera in some regards, where it's just this old.
The ice house.
Exactly.
My favorite is continuing to be the baseball managers wear uniforms. That's my favorite.
Well, you want to go back to, what was it, Connie Hawkins who wore a
I mean,
suit?
Yeah, you just wear athletic yeah. gear. Just wear a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I don't think anybody's
Snicker gonna largely just wears a hoodie yeah. or a jacket.
I mean, I don't know how often they all have a jersey on underneath, but they're wearing baseball pants because, you yeah. know, you got to wear the same uniform as the rest of your team. I also love, then, too, the controversy of, when you have a jersey as a manager and you wear your jersey, they have a number.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so from time to time, you'll get that where the manager has a number and then you trade for a player that's their number. And then it's a whole thing of like, well, now the manager's got to change his number.
It makes me respect the sport a little less when the manager wearing the full uniform comes out to make a pitching change and he's just in uniform and he doesn't look like he could ever have been an athlete.
Doesn't impress you enough.
Like every time
I don't trust this guy.
Joe Torre come out, I'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, back in the days of Lasorda, to think he was an actual major league pitcher for 5 minutes.
He was.
Old yeah. Tommy waddling out there.
That guy had a boiler, man.
But, like, there's legitimately, I've seen it, fans that are like, coaches should be wearing suits again. And I'm like, Why do you care?
That's a weird thing to get hung up on.
Why do you
on.
Care?
I've never quite understood that.
I don't understand it
I also
all.
Don't really care what the players wear to the game. Like, that. None of that means
the
anything
pre-game
to
attire.
The pregame attire. Because I know that was a big deal for the NBA for a long time. They didn't like the attire, and then they tried to class it up a little bit. And now it's become almost a thing where we're like, we have to do photo shoots with teams as they walk in.
It's a red carpet thing every time you walk into the off the loading dock there into the bowels of
my favorite's when they're doing the fashion show, and it's like, well, there's Kyle Kuzma with his quadruple X long sweatshirt that nobody ever wears in society in real life. And there's AJ Green, the white guy on the Bucks, who's just wearing a random t-shirt and jeans.
Exactly.
Just showing up. Like, I got this at the Gap, 1999. You know, this is what I'm wearing in. I think back in the day when they used to wear suits to games, my question would be how many other things were like socially acceptable to wear? It just, that was like the only thing that you could wear out.
People didn't believe in t-shirts?
I don't think they did.
No.
I don't think they were widely available.
You had country club gear, so you had like a collared golf shirt and
you could wear that.
Our societal sort of standards with
you
clothes.
You had like work in the land gear. Yeah. You had, you know, your waiters and your all that stuff.
It's the dumbest thing.
I know.
You could really make a case. It's the dumbest thing we do as a species is we have societal issued clothing.
We do.
For different things.
Rather than either what's comfortable or what's functional based on what you're doing.
Right.
And that's what I think every day. What am I going to wear? What's comfortable and what's functional?
I mean, I'm an absolute nobody, and I've been doing this for a long time, but like Josh Pate going to the forefront with a t-shirt couldn't have made me more excited.
Yeah.
Because it is really stupid that we have to have button-ups and ties to do television.
Every time I see him in a suit and tie, it's weird. It's weird. He's now ingrained that in my mind, that's the way that he dresses everywhere he goes. He's made it a normal thing, which is more power to him.
And when
I
you take
it.
That away, if somebody is, you know, wants to go the other route and takes the time and effort to put outfits together and always looks sharp, I think it's more impressive that way, that's just that person's thing. That's
like I love when Mike Wilbon does PTI and you can clearly tell he just came off the golf course.
Exactly.
He's wearing a quarter zip, definitely shorts on underneath there.
Yeah,
he's got the universal sport coat, you know, there he can just throw on over the top.
There's
of
a black jacket, black blazer, we're good to go.
Yeah, stop dressing fancy.
Yeah, amen, brother.
It's not comfortable.
Let's get a magic hat though for the magic hat. I think we agree on that. Let's find a magic hat for the magic hat.
So whose duty is this?
That's my duty.
Okay.
I am responsible for the magic hat.
Okay. Well, magic hat today, and we've got, Swag kind of teased it there. We got a former coworker who is a delightful person that has heard the magic hat and felt oddly motivated.
Moved.
You touched him.
Moved. I touched him.
You touched him and it moved.
I touched him.
You did.
And we have an open for the magic hat now.
We do.
So what we're going to do is we'll kind of reintroduce the fact that they made it, and then we'll play it, and then we will do the magic hat today. We have a lot to talk about. The Luka Doncic return. We've got the Masters underway. Dirt has brought in the food. Swag's poo-pooing some of the food, and then Dirt threatened to not bring in the food.
There's
starving.
One particular item, and it has nothing to do with
fine.
The Masters.
That's fine.
I feel like he needs to take a bite of the sandwich.
I do, too. It's the Masters.
No. It's the Masters. You're not allergic to it.
You're
not going to break out in hives.
Spit it out like a child, okay?
It's a content thing.
Yes.
No.
I crapped my pants for 72 hours after eating 6 hot dogs for the show last week. Okay? You can take a bite of an egg salad sandwich.
No, not going to do it.
All right, no brisket then. I think this is my stance now.
No.
I spent 45 minutes making
guys,
this and getting it ready last night.
My stance on mayonnaise.
He responds immediately, no, it's gross.
My stance on mayonnaise.
It's like a 1-year-old when I put a piece of broccoli on his high chair. No, not going to eat it.
Nope.
No.
To be fair, I have sat at a dinner table staring at something I did not want to eat for 3 hours.
It's not going to kill you.
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
It's the most... You know my stance on mayonnaise.
What if you don't even taste mayonnaise?
You know my stance on mayonnaise.
When was the last time you ate mayonnaise?
That's actually a good question. I'm curious.
When you were 2 years old?
I mean, it has to be.
You maybe wonder if your palate has developed a little bit from when you were 5?
What if it's like mostly mustard dill based? You wouldn't even know mayonnaise is in it. There is egg salad that's like that.
It's like you're not allergic to peanuts and you're going to break out in hives and we're making you eat 75 peanuts. You think it tastes icky.
That's the most disgusting thing known to mankind.
Maybe a little.
It really is.
Maybe a little.
No.
Don't like it. Just don't like it. Confirmed. No. His question's valid.
I've gotten things mistaken, like on a hamburger or a sandwich where it's not on, like it's not in the description of a menu. There's mayonnaise. I taste it. I send it back. Like one bite. It's back. You did not say that there was mayonnaise on it.
I think this should be the first poll question of the day. First listener question of the day. Should Swag have to take a bite of the egg salad in order to try the pimento cheese?
No, I would
and the
never make
sandwich.
You guys eat something that you thought was disgusting.
I would
never.
For the show.
No,
well, I would.
If you volunteer, that's you. But I would never.
I think olives are gross. If you say, "Hey, we eat an olive for the show," sure, it's not going to kill me. I'll eat one.
If you made me try scalloped potatoes, I might throw up live on air.
That'd be great content.
I don't know why I can't eat scalloped potatoes.
I think we should try that.
I am 0-4.
0-4 on scalloped potatoes?
I've had instant. I've had homemade. I have had scalloped potatoes every which way.
Every time you throw up.
Do you have lactose issues with the milk and the cream and all that?
No. Oh. It's honest to God. It's just something about scalloped potatoes are disgusting to me.
Wow.
And I love potatoes.
Yeah.
All
it's a very
potato.
Weird thing. Yeah. If you're pro potato, that's a very strange
outcome.
It's just
some weird taste that just doesn't sit right.
And it's
with
different
me.
Than a normal potato.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It is. Yeah. You did volunteer for the hot dog, to be fair.
I did. Yeah. I like hot dogs. I don't like eating 6 of them before 9 in the morning. And it was great content. And I crapped my pants for 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Speaking of crap our pants, Nico Harrison, did he crap his pants last night? We'll start there, and then we'll get to the Magic Cat, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Where are the Oregon Ducks in positional ranking for the NFL draft? We had that yesterday. Dan Lanning did an interview, but I haven't heard it yet. I didn't see it released yet, so they're probably editing it.
Oh, with the Bussin' with the Boys guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in town yesterday. So it was Mariota. I saw he was in town working out.
That's Mariota.
You're damn right it was Mariota. He's in there just hanging out in Eugene working out, man.
Getting
ready for year. He's been in the NFL a long time now.
He just looks like such a happy, nice guy.
Dude, he's a backup quarterback in the NFL. He's making millions of dollars. There's not a lot of pressure on him. You only come in if the starter gets hurt. Backup quarterback life is a wonderful life.
I saw this. I'll push, because we went way long in that first segment with you guys arguing about egg salad. I saw this from my former coworker, Lucy Burge, where the Toronto Blue Jays have a thing called cotton candy fries.
Cotton candy fries, huh?
So it's just a thing of fries with cotton candy on top. It's blue and white, and then there's like blue frosting on it.
Sounds disgusting, but I'd give it a bite.
She said would.
Yeah.
And I think most people would try things like this, but I just saw this and it and I'm looking up, and I'm seeing the Masters is on my television now. Hello, friends.
I've got friends.
Pimento cheese and egg salad sandwich and caramel popcorn and chocolate chip cookies and potato chips with Masters official logos here. You got your package yesterday.
I got the package yesterday. The package arrived.
How excited is that? Like, how? Where are you at when you see that bite? You open it up, you see the logos, you see the stuff.
Yeah, the timing of it was a little rough because Teddy Ballgame was taking a nap, and we've gone to one nap a day now. And so, you know, long stretches.
Try to put him down to this tune, by the way.
I should. I'd probably fall right
lullaby.
To sleep. It's wonderful. It's delightful, and it would put anybody to sleep because it just calms the soul. It calms the heart, gives you peace of mind. So the irony of it was he had been napping for about an hour and 20 minutes, and we're trying to get 2 hour at least naps in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Packages get delivered, dogs bark, and then he wakes up. So I know that these packages are sitting on the front porch because I got one for my brother, too, for his birthday, and I went and gave it to him.
Wow, what a nice brother.
That was a nice, you know, he took me to the Masters years ago, and that's how I got in, was through, he works for Daimler, and he got tickets, and so we had awesome access. So I thought this would be a fun birthday. His birthday's in like 2 weeks. I guess it'd be a great birthday gift. So I ordered this. He can have it with his kids all weekend. He eats like a horse. It'll be great, right? So these packages are sitting on the front porch, and I'm trying to like rock Teddy back to sleep. It's not going very well, but I get kind of close, and I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I really want to go open these packages. I really want to go see what's going on in here. And so I kind of did a premature, let's put him back down, see if he's going to fall asleep. He did not fall asleep, and then I made him wait. He hung out in the crib as I unveiled my packages.
Screaming Teddy
it does
is
not
nothing
matter.
Compared
it's
to
It's not
going to
get in the way of the Masters package, no. And it's delightful, dude. You open it up. It's got a little thing that says, welcome to the 89th playing of the Masters. Augusta National invites you to fill your stomach all weekend. Something like those, or something like that. And I open it up, and I knew that I had gotten the biggest one possible, and I remember reading what exactly was going to be in it. And then as I'm unpackaging all of it, it's just like, holy crap, this is a lot of food. This is a lot.
Yeah, I felt bad. You brought in the desserts.
It's a lot
of
food.
I'm like, you don't need to do this. And you're like, dude,
it's a lot of food. There's like 20 bags of chips in there. There's like 15 chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
There's all these like caramel corn, yeah.
So
you know, Masters popcorn.
You felt like you got some value.
Oh, there's absolute value.
Even though
value.
It was, you know.
Are you going to do this again?
I haven't even, well, here's the thing. This is, again, I care about the content on this show.
Yes,
I haven't even
do.
Taken a bite of the sandwiches yet. I haven't
oh,
tried it.
Hello.
I have no clue how they taste. I'm excited.
I thought
excited.
You might have sampled a bag
no.
of chips.
I saw I ate a bag of chips.
There
I mean, it's a bag of chips.
It's potato chips.
It's potato chips. I love Augusta.
They're probably Lay's.
I tried the chocolate chip cookie yesterday yeah. or last
Ooh,
night.
I didn't know if it was the
It's
the
a
best.
Chocolate chip cookie. You know, I love Augusta National, okay. the Masters. It's a chocolate chip
okay.
cookie. There's nothing special about the chips or the cookie. It just has a Masters logo on the bag. So I have not tried the egg salad, the pimento cheese, or the pork barbecue sandwich.
Well,
so very excited this morning.
I have a feeling the barbecue pork is going to easily be 10 out of 10. No notes.
Yeah.
The pimento, I'm worried, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because I want to like it, but I'm worried I won't. But I'll still finish the one I try.
The most dangerous one for me, and I can, it doesn't need to turn into a debate on it. The most dangerous one for me is going to be the egg salad.
Well, egg salad's dangerous for everybody.
I could eat that. When I was scooping it to make the sandwiches last night.
You just wanted to eat it.
I just wanted to spoonful it into my mouth. But I thought, let's wait for the content purposes of the show,
yeah.
and we'll eat them live on the air.
I'm not anti-mayo the way he is.
Sure. I know you're not a big egg salad guy.
Yeah, egg salad is
a questionable thing.
I like it, but I don't eat it. I don't ever make it. But if you put the right stuff or it tastes good, I'm in. So I'm excited to try this. And are we waiting on the brisket now?
I just got it. So the brisket needs to be heated up.
Okay.
Now, it just said, it doesn't really give you, it gives you an internal temperature to get it to, which I'm imagining, you know. So it's going to be microwaved. I don't really know how else to heat it up
no,
in the morning.
That's
all we got.
I assume that's what it would be.
That's all we got. So
yeah.
I got a bun. I got the brisket. So I don't know if we want to do one each segment, if we want to do one each hour. But the brisket, whenever we're ready for the brisket,
okay.
I want to heat it up the commercial break before.
And you got the cups?
So it's ready to go. I got the cups here. I got
nice.
Coasters. Everything's dialed
in
and ready.
I got stuff back in the fridge. And freezer
well,
ready to
okay.
make azaleas.
So what do we do here? Because we need to get to the magic hat.
Right.
But these sandwiches are now sitting out.
They're now staring you in the face.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
you guys dive in.
I'm going to try a pimento
you
cheese.
You want to try? Come grab
I
a pimento cheese.
I think I'm in. I'm
no,
hungry.
The pimento cheese I'm
something.
All into.
Yeah, I didn't eat any breakfast this morning.
I didn't eat breakfast.
Let's take. I'm going to take a little picture of my spread
there
here,
you go.
too. Get a little photo of the spread with Sprague's junk in the photo too on top of it.
That's a good spread.
Yeah, so I haven't tried the pimento. I mean, I ate the pimento cheese when I was at the Masters, and it was delightful. I remember it very well. They even give you little flaggies too.
Yeah,
you put little flaggies in your sandwich.
That's beautiful.
I tried to make sure it was a healthy portion. You don't want just a little slim slab of pimento cheese. It's got to be thick. You want a thick spread.
I hope I like this, man. I've been hearing about this sandwich my whole life. Yeah. I'm nervous.
Now, remember, this has been shipped across the country, so I know.
That's all right. Here we go.
The contraption of the packaging was pretty awesome, though. It was like the way they kept it cool. It was very well thought of. Everything was dialed in, and definitely a bang for your buck, as I now am hopefully sponsored by Augusta National for next year.
What are we thinking?
I'm getting a questioning take over there. He's not sure how to feel.
I don't think I like it that much.
You're anti-pimento cheese.
I don't know if I'm anti.
You're anti-pimento cheese for $1.50?
Oh, no, it's a good bang for its buck. What I would say is this would be really good on like a cracker at a party.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like
no,
as the spread.
No problem with that.
Yeah.
You can use it as a spread.
Oh, yeah.
Good spread.
Very good spread.
If you put this a little lighter with maybe like some pastrami, I might be in on that too.
Ooh, yeah. Kind of mix it in with other things.
Well, that's the beauty of your package.
I got a whole tub of pimento cheese sitting in the fridge.
When you get a big package, you get to kind of experiment with stuff. So maybe you got some pimento on different sandwiches.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to eat this stuff all weekend. I already told the wife, don't worry about dinners the next two nights. We're set.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
All weekend.
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight, babe? Pimento cheese.
You could do a grilled pimento cheese.
I mean, that would
might be
amazing.
Tasty. Let it get delightful. A little melty.
It's not awful. Delightful. I want the record to be like, I like it. How big's a sandwich? Like a standard sandwich size?
It's a standard sandwich size, yeah. Standard sandwich.
Yeah, I think if I split a sandwich with somebody, I'd eat half a pimento cheese sandwich. Don't know if I go full pimento.
That's 75 cents out of your pocket, buddy.
There you go.
Is it?
I mean, $1.50 sandwich if you're splitting one.
Yeah.
That's
75
cents a person
just
right there.
It costs you $3,000 to get in.
I bet it's better when you got a chip, too.
Probably.
When you get a little chip, you can go open up a bag of chips if you want. I got some barbecue and some regular potato chips.
All right, so we're going to be trying Masters food because Dirk got the Masters food package delivered yesterday. So we got egg salad to get into. We got brisket. We got the caramel corn. We got the chips, the chocolate chip cookie. All of that throughout the show. Give an update on the Masters scoreboard. It's just underway. Let's get to the magic hat, and we'll do that next.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, pimento cheese sandwich review is officially in. Because I had the Barbecue Masters potato chips, I am going to retract some of my statement. Standalone, hot day, carrying a pimento cheese sandwich. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You give me a bag of chips, I could get through it. It would be good. And I still maintain a turkey or a pastrami on it would make it, like, top tier.
We're going to get creative this weekend. I can't wait.
You should.
I'm going to try all sorts of different things. It's going to be fun.
We'll try the egg salad eventually and the caramel popcorn. Barbecue chips are really good. So we do the Magic Hat on Thursdays, usually at 6:30, not 6:39, but at 6:30. But doing this has motivated. We had a former coworker, if you, a P1, maybe you heard it already this week. Tim Monis used to do imaging. So he used to make a lot of opens and all of the production stuff that you would hear on the radio.
The primetime opens were made by this gentleman.
All of the primetime opens done. He's exceptional. And he felt motivated because he caught wind of our Magic Hat segment.
You touched him.
And I touched him. And I touched him in a great place because he was brought back into production and he made an open for us. We did not ask him. We did not even pay him.
No.
This is just one of the coolest things
to ever
happen.
I just got a random text saying he was busting up. He thought you guys have been making him laugh in the mornings and having a good time and heard this segment. And so then he sent this to
me. Well, Tim's a good dude. So what we will do is I just wanted to give him credit at the front end. And so when we go forward with the Magic Hat, we will play it every Thursday at 6:30. It's just the intro into the segment.
Yeah, so it'll just be the rejoiner.
But he made us an open for the Magic Hat, and here it is.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on.
Basically a bunch of topics,
yeah. And
we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the Magic Hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho.
I mean, just
well done.
Just well done.
So well done.
Well done.
God, I don't want to make an open ever again.
No, nobody can touch his skills,
inadequate.
Man. He's the best we've ever had. Need to bring that guy back.
Bring that guy back.
Bring back Tim. We miss you.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. Let's see if we can get to a couple topics on this one, and then we'll carry it over as we usually do with the Magic Hat.
All right, first up, ranking only Dirt could love.
Oh, yeah. I actually had a full show of just make Dirt happy.
Just make me happy, man.
You're bringing in Masters food. I had a bunch of things that would make you happy.
Make the big guy happy today.
So I was reading through, and I'm like, you know, we haven't really gotten into college football. Spring games are going on, practices, you know, coach interviews, all that.
It's that time of year.
I stumbled across this on The Athletic. Our friend Austin Meek teamed up and wrote an article of who is the most liked and popular team in college football.
Mm. Interesting.
Now, they use a bunch of different formulas here. They go to gear sold on Fanatics and home field.
TV ratings a part of
TV
it?
TV ratings. Revenue.
Is there some sort of
percentage of bets?
That, like social media follows?
Social media, Google. Like, they use a ton of metrics. This is not just an opinion-based article.
Right.
I think that team's liked.
And who is the team? Oh, living alumni as well is a big part of this. Who is the team that you think is the most popular based on all of these metrics in college football?
God, that's a hard question to answer.
It really is.
But based on the way this segment is trending?
It did not end the way I thought it was going to end. There was a program that I was going to go, well, it's got to be that one. And then as you go through the article, you build and you build and you build, and it is this program, which surprised me a little bit.
I feel like based on the premise of this Magic Hat question, I'm going to say Oregon.
Oh, and you would be incorrect.
Okay. Wrong there. I'm trying to think of who else would be like super popular across the country.
According to these metrics, on the averages of all of them, it is Michigan.
Michigan, huh?
Michigan.
Yeah.
Number
but
two.
But I get it. There's a lot of math that goes into this.
Number two.
Number two. Texas.
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Number three.
Yeah, see, I'm already disagreeing with this. I'm already anti this list.
Alabama.
This is a dumb list.
Number four.
I'm out on this list.
Georgia. Number five. Texas.
I'm out on this list.
Number six.
Oregon.
Penn State.
You set me up there.
Is Oregon ahead of Notre Dame?
Oregon is not ahead of Oklahoma, Florida, Texas A&M, LSU, Notre Dame, Tennessee.
Yeah, this is a dumb list. I'm anti this
Oregon
list.
Is on a lot of these, like, the categories. They're in, like, the top 8 to 6 to 5. But
so where are they? What's weighting them down?
Look, all these schools have huge alumni bases.
Alumni bases.
They make a massive amount of money. Yeah. I grant you all of that. But if you're going, like, the most liked college football programs, to me, I would separate that from just big alumni base.
Maybe
like,
I should rephrase this into popular.
The most popular, sure.
Not liked. Yeah. Popular.
Because if you're going to go down that road, like, Michigan after the national championship they won 2 years ago, that's a, like, come on now. But, I mean, they were a pariah of the sport. They
but then they beat
cheated.
Ohio State last year, and it seemed like most of America was hell yeah.
I think we can all agree. Everybody hates Ohio State. State, right? Like, unless you're an Ohio State fan, who likes Ohio State that's not an Ohio State fan? Like, yeah, like that's a fun team to watch. I like them. Nobody
I kind of like
that.
Alabama, and I'm not an Alabama fan.
Really? Like, is that a Kalen DeBoer thing, or no. Did you feel that way with Saban? Because by the end of the Saban
stuff.
Forrest
Gump?
I don't know.
Forrest Gump. Maybe Sean Alexander?
I don't know. Like, Georgia and all the guys crashing into apartment buildings? Really likable pro? Like, really? I'm out on this list. Dumb list.
But I did grow up liking Michigan.
I think everybody has that in childhood where you root for certain teams.
I still
teams.
Root for them.
Yeah, see, that was dead for me a while ago.
Really?
It was. I'm in the same conference as them now, so it's
a
little bit complicated.
Well, it's a sick helmet. I like the colors.
I don't disagree with any of that.
I've always wanted to visit Michigan for some reason, like go see Detroit.
I think we all have random fandoms that we pick up when we're kids. Like, I had a pair of Georgia basketball shorts when I was a kid.
I've always kind of liked Georgia, too.
Can't really tell you why.
Cool logo.
Yeah, they're barking like a dog.
Bulldogs are cool.
Played with them in NCAA football.
I don't hate a lot of teams.
You don't hate a lot of teams?
Ohio State, I hate. I hate Ohio State.
Yeah, I think it depends on
Penn
how successful
State.
You've been.
You guys know I
mean,
hate Penn State.
History is there. We don't need to get into that. I'll give you random ones that I like. Like, Tennessee's a program that I like. I've always liked Tennessee.
Yeah?
Now, they've been a non-predator for a long time, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Mm.
They haven't been a real threat in the college football landscape, although that is changing slowly under Josh Heupel.
I roll my eyes at Notre Dame not being in a conference. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. But if you're going most liked, I mean, Notre Dame's got to be near the top of that list. Man, Catholics love that place.
It's in the conversation for
sure.
They
have their own television deal. They're such a big deal.
I know, but according to this and all these metrics, Michigan, most popular team.
Yeah, dumb list. I'm out on that list.
We'll carry over the Magic Hat. We'll do it next on The Fan. Gonna dive into this egg salad in a minute. Pimento's gone.
I can't wait. It's like oozing out of the side. It's been staring at me. You also don't want to leave it out for too long. You know, it's egg salad.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Let's get to the egg salad.
Might dive into
it. We'll save the barbecue for later in the show.
Luka's return yesterday was quite the spectacle. The coach of the Mavericks saying this before the game was idiotic, and the Fire Nico chants were very loud. He went for 45. He had a Jordan game yesterday.
He did.
And the Blazers, look at that. Damn near won, and when they did, and they said, nah, we're going to tank now.
Took them 80 games to learn how to tank.
Nice to figure it out this time of year.
Shaden blowing free throws, Tamani missing at the rim.
Not playing guys in overtime.
How Tamani missed that, I just don't.
I don't know.
But let's carry on the Magic Hat.
Couldn't have done that 3 weeks ago, you know.
All right.
Couldn't have done it 3 weeks ago.
Let's see what we got here. What's the word?
Oh, what's the word?
What's the word?
So, I haven't seen if there's been a clarification on this, but I saw that TJ Watt evidently posted a photo on his Instagram with no real explanation of him after a game doing the peace sign. And now Steeler fans are absolutely terrified.
Uh-oh.
Because he's in the final year of his deal. He's making $21 million a year. How much did Myles Garrett just sign per year?
A lot of money. $40 million, I believe.
Look, Myles Garrett, maybe he's better than TJ Watt for people, and that's... I won't argue that.
He's not $19 million better than TJ Watt.
But he's not double better than TJ Watt. And so I'm sure Pittsburgh's probably going to pay him. Myles Garrett asked for a trade, and then that rescinded when he got paid. But TJ Watt has put Steeler fan into a hellscape with this Instagram post.
There is nothing better than the social media freakout from a player. I will never forget being on my bachelor party, and the Blazers, that was the series Dame went off and they lost to Denver. And he had that great game. CJ steps out of bounds. We were all a big group of us watching that game together. And immediately after the game, Damian Lillard posted something on Instagram with like a J. Cole song, you know, how long am I going to stay loyal? I'm paraphrasing, but the caption was something like that. And we then spent the next like 3 hours debating, oh my God, is he going to request a trade? Not a fun place to be in as a fan. Seems like an easy solution for Pittsburgh. You pay him. He's dominant. He's been dominant. He's durable. I just, you know, the new deal should get done there. But I would be freaking out if I were a Steeler fan.
Funny story about that. After that Dame game, the 55, the most efficient game I've ever seen in my life, maybe. Dirt's two friends that I know. We were like old school children at a sleepover. It was just us three in the living room throwing out hypothetical things that the Blazers could do.
Could you trade this and this and this for this?
It was like, imagine three grown-ups laying on the ground of a living room. The lights are off. Psst, Brandon, you think they'll trade CJ? I don't know. I really hope they do. It'd be really great. Psst, Brandon, you think they're screwed? Yeah. Neil Walsh's a douche.
Bad news, Dirt.
That's what was happening at a bachelor party.
It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Me, Spencer, and Cash. I'll just never forget that conversation.
The golden eye's been unplugged. The pizza's just been eaten, and we're just debating trades.
Like, and we had to be quiet. Like, we had a mom in the house.
Do you think?
Could you get Zion for anybody? Would you make that trade? I love the hypotheticals were just yelled out through the house. It'd be people on certain floors. Would you do that trade? Leaning over the railing. What was the deal? First and this. Yeah, I'd do that trade.
Bros being bros. All right. Draw from the hat, Swag. Let's get this going. I'm hoping for one topic, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Not enough commercials.
Oh, not enough commercials. Look, there doesn't need to be much takeaway to JT Toppin deciding to come back to college instead of going to the NBA after having a really good tournament run with Texas Tech. He's going to go back to Tech for the NIL. We're also awaiting the NCAA ruling on revenue sharing. This is going to end. It is going to be a revenue sharing model. These guys are going to get paid, and they already have been getting paid. But I want to acknowledge that in this very short, brief window of NIL, the lack of local commercials done by these athletes has been appalling. And frankly, I'm just upset that I didn't get Dylan Gabriel at the local Eugene Ford dealer.
Dylan now, Gabriel were they on?
For a Ford Flex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where is the commercials? We got no commercials.
You know the school that did the best with this?
Who?
Was Gonzaga with Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy had like two or three different ones. Yeah, he had the casino one, and he had a couple of other things up in Spokane.
I didn't see those commercials. They didn't play down here. We didn't get any local commercials out of this brief run of NIL.
That's the only thing I would ask is, did they air in Eugene Corvallis markets, and we just didn't get them because they were Eugene and Corvallis companies?
I feel like somebody would have posted them on social if they saw.
I do, too.
Like offensive linemen for the Dairy Mart down there?
How has some Portland company hasn't jumped on that either is interesting to me with how big of a deal college football is or Oregon State baseball. Or, you know, just there's a lot of household names that are down in those areas that would relate to fans here in Portland, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't get more.
How did a midwife clinic not hire an Oregon State catcher?
Yeah.
Adley Rutschman here. Hey. I'm not just catching baseballs. We catch a baby at midwife.
And I'm just thinking the.
You know what I mean? Like, I needed that. I needed those commercials in my life. And this is going to go away, and they're just going to get contracts and revenues and all that, and, like, good for them getting paid.
I still have so many questions about how all that's going to look.
But damn it, I got DJ, Ungulale, and Dr. Pepper ads. That was about as good as it got. Quinn Ewers, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you got the national ad campaigns. Hey. Caleb Williams did it, Quinn Ewers did it, and DJ did it. But that's not the same.
I'm
with
local.
You. There were some of them that went viral.
Call Three Mountains Home Services.
You're damn right. We had, remember the Kool-Aid McKinstry guy? I think he was in one. There was the...
How did he not break through a wall? Oh, yeah.
There was
Roll
one...
Tide.
There was a Nebraska player who had like a freeze or cold something in his name, and he did a heating and cooling commercial in Lincoln. I remember that one going viral.
The
That's an NIL deal that makes sense.
One more, Swag. I know we're against it. Just one more. I'm really hoping for one, but it fell into
my lap.
You never know what the hat's going to give us.
It's got, are we shucking it? Had to be careful with that.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. Are we shucking it? So, Dane Brugler is, I think, an exceptional NFL draft guy for The Athletic. We've had him on once. I'm trying to get him on, but I doubt we will. Yesterday at The Athletic, he released what I believe is the best pre-draft guide of all the draft people.
Very in-depth.
It's called The Beast. And on The Beast, you can go, and it's pretty cut and dry. It's literally the ranking at every position. Guards, tackles, centers, quarterbacks, etc. And I was going through this yesterday because, well, I'm starting to kind of get into the draft. I actually find this draft very interesting. Not exciting with the lack of quarterbacks, but interesting of who's going to move, who's going to draft where, is Travis Hunter going to be the second pick in this draft? And I'm going through the quarterbacks. Tyler Shuck is the fourth-ranked quarterback of this class, and most of us don't have a good vision of Tyler Shuck in our heads, but he's been highly thought of and talked about by the draft pundits.
Yeah.
And so I'm not dismissing the idea that he can be good in the NFL.
Yeah,
I've given up on that. But Tyler Shuck is an NFL quarterback, and like a team really wanting him.
It's really funny.
Is he going to end up being a good player? And we're like, How did you do that in college and then do this in the NFL?
Yeah, weirder things have happened. There's a lot of guys who have not done a ton in college and who have gone on to have great NFL careers. So strange things can happen from time to time. It's funny to think of his storyline of he was the recruiting trip when Willie Taggart was taking the private jet to go sign his contract with Florida State. That's how long Tyler Shuck has
been
around.
He was Justin Herbert's backup in college. He is 25 years old.
Yes, he is an old cat, and I believe in his entire seven-year college career, however long it was, I think he threw fewer than 60 touchdown passes.
But people like him. They watch his tape, and they're like, he's got to know. I can read. I'm like, man, I've seen him play. And
I've certainly been wrong about things from time to time. He had a 62% completion percentage in college. Yeah. It was the first time he had ever had over 20 touchdown passes in college last year. To me, the love of Tyler Shuck is a symbol of how bad this quarterback class is.
Mm.
That if you put him in next year's class, if you put Tyler Shuck in last year's class, his name isn't even getting uttered in pre-draft conversations.
Yeah, does he go undrafted?
Like, this class is so bad that Jalen Milroe is going to be in the green room waiting to see, because he's likely going to be a first-round pick.
Somebody's
going to
take a second.
Or early second, and so he's going to go hang out in Green Bay and wait to hear his name called. If you put these guys in last year's draft class, they are an afterthought as a fourth, fifth, or sixth-round pick. But because the class is so bad and because teams are so desperate to take a flyer on that position, he's now somehow going to end up being a second or third round pick, probably.
All right, there's the Magic Hat. We do it every Thursday at 6:30. Thank you to Tim Monas for the greatest of opens that you could have possibly made there. I mean, I envisioned something like that, and he absolutely delivered. So bravo. Thank you to Tim. We'll do the Magic Hat every Thursday at 6:30. Loaded second hour. We're already in it. Let's get it going. Luka Doncic's return. And, hey, the Blazers did this. Loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.